They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as a man in compassion spares his son who serves him. The Bible plainly speaks about hell and its terror, for God is truth, and none will ever be able to say that he did not tell us what a terrible thing it is to be separated from him forever. But God does not try to force us into his Father's arms with dire warnings. Instead, he speaks of the marvelous privileges and the wonderful future of those who trust him, love him, and honor him. In Malachi, God speaks of the day when he will bring history crashing to a close, the last day, the day of the Lord. In that day, God says, I will gather my own together as a man gathers all the pieces of a treasured possession. None will be overlooked, and the judgment will not strike them down, any more than a father punishes an obedient child whom he dearly loves. Clearly, for those who trust in the Lord, the end of the world is not the end of the world.